The flake, the cream egg, the crunchy, the curly whirly. These are all brands of the British candy maker Cadbury's, now likely to be stamped with the brand Kraft. If Cadbury shareholders accept a takeover bid from the American company, the $20 billion deal will create the world's biggest chocolate maker. As Vicky Barker reports from London, many people in Britain are already mourning the loss of a national treasure.
Hello, this is Breakfast with Bill Turnbull and Sean Williams.
Britain's biggest chocolate firm could be swallowed up by the Americans.
After all-night talks...
It isn't just knee-jerk nationalism, not just that, anyway. Cadbury's holds a special place in many Britons' hearts. Even the famously unsentimental former British Trade Minister, Lord Digby Jones, couldn't hide his dismay at the deal.
My big wish is that Kraft get it when they see what made Cadbury the iconic brand they wanted to buy. And that's its people, its reputation. That's what Cadbury's is. And they're buying something that's more than just a chocolate company.
Almost from its beginnings in 1824, Cadbury has been more than just a chocolate company. Its founder, John Cadbury, came from a long line of wealthy Quakers. He believed chocolate drinks could woo the working class away from alcohol. In 1879, the Cadbury family created a model village for their workers called Bourneville in rolling countryside away from industrial smoke and fumes. Cadbury pioneered pension schemes and joint worker management committees and provided medical services long before socialized medicine came to Britain.
Midday break, the big punctuation mark in the day.
Generations of Britons grew up eating Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate, Cadbury's famous cream egg, and other delights.
Haven't you heard of Cadbury's Caramel?
But ultimately, Cadbury fell to the desire of the world's candy companies to gobble each other up in a not-so-sweet quest to survive. 4 months after firmly rejecting a lower offer from Kraft, Cadbury's current chairman, Roger Carr, says the time and the price are right.
And I think Cadbury was exactly what Kraft needed, and indeed does need. I think providing our shareholders receive value, it's been a good outcome.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown today urged Kraft to hold on to Cadbury's UK workforce, but it's feared many, if not most, of the company's 4,500 British jobs may go. And this is one deal Cadbury's workers will not have a say in. In Bourneville today, someone's erected a sign saying, "Kraft, go to hell." For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Our program is directed by Curly Whirly Brendan Banizak, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield, and the engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Ted Clark, Kevin Beasley, Douglas Roberts, Dee Dee Skanky, and Michael Kennedy.
Librarians include Denise Chen, Beth Howard, Janelle White, Maureen Clements, Joelle Straley, Robert Goldstein, James Powell, and Lauren Sin.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.